Picture Athens, 430 BCE. The Peloponnesian War looms. Citizens crowd the assembly to hear Pericles, their leader. No army marches at his side. No soldiers brandish weapons. Instead, Pericles wields something subtler, but just as powerful. Words. With clarity and persuasion, he convinces thousands of free citizens to fight for their city. His authority rests not on force, but on prestige, on his intellect and vision. 2.5 millennia later, the question remains, what exactly gives a leader power and why do people follow? You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success. Welcome back to The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences, and today we launch a brand new miniseries on one of leadership's most fascinating forces, power. Over the next 6 to 8 weeks, we journey through the evolutionary, psychological, and organizational implications of power in leadership. In a sequenced educational arc, we'll cover what power is, how it works on leaders and followers, why it can corrupt, and how leaders today can use power wisely. Today, we begin at the foundations with an owner's manual for power. And one quick reminder before we dive in. This fall, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching its online leadership academy. The first course is designed to help leaders like you to decode the psychological and the biological traps that hold organizations back. Stay tuned. All right, let's talk a bit about the evolutionary roots of power. What's the human behavioral angle? Power is not an invention of corporations or parliaments. From the earliest human groups, power has been about control over resources others value. In small bands, this could be food, hunting skills, or healing knowledge. Anthropologists describe power as an asymmetry of dependence. If I need you more than you need me, you have power. Our brains have evolved in this context, constantly scanning who holds resources, knowledge, or authority, and adjusting our behavior accordingly. So what does the research tell us? Social psychologists John French and Bertram Raven, 1959, famously categorized the basis of social power. And again, we have the literature in the show notes. Their insight was that power is not a monolith, but a set of distinct mechanisms leaders use to influence others. They identified 5 bases: reward, coercive, legitimate, expert, and referent, with a 6th informational power added later as knowledge economies grew more central to organizational life. Now let's talk about them one by one. Reward power is the ability to grant benefits or desirable outcomes. Coercive power is the ability to punish or withhold rewards. Legitimate power, influence is grounded in formal position, roles, or authority. Expert power, influence is based on special skills, knowledge, or competence. Referent power is the influence that flows from identification, admiration, and charisma. And informational power is the influence through control of access to data, facts, or arguments. Subsequent research has shown these bases cluster into 2 broad categories. Hard power, this is reward, coercive, or legitimate. And soft power, expert, referent, and informational power. Now, hard power works quickly and can ensure compliance, but often at the cost of autonomy and engagement. Over-reliance on hard power risks cultivating external or fear-based motivation. Soft power, in contrast, tends to foster trust, voluntary followership, and higher quality motivation because people feel they are choosing to align with the leader. Importantly, leaders rarely rely on a single base. Studies suggest effective leaders combine multiple bases in adaptive ways, using legitimate authority sparingly to reinforce structure, but leaning primarily on expert and referent power to inspire intrinsic motivation. This flexibility explains why some leaders command lasting loyalty while others achieve only brittle compliance. This framework remains foundational because it reveals that power isn't one thing, it's many, and leaders can draw from different bases in different contexts. It's the difference between compliance born of fear and commitment born of respect. Now let's look at the dynamics. How does power play out today? In modern organizations, these bases are everywhere. A manager granting bonuses uses reward power. A project lead setting deadlines backed by authority uses legitimate power. An engineer persuading colleagues with data wields informational power. A respected mentor shapes careers through referent power. Which base a leader leans on profoundly shapes team dynamics. Hard power may ensure compliance, but can zap motivation if overused. Soft power tends to build trust and intrinsic commitment. Now let's talk about strategies, how to apply the manual. As leaders, we can learn three lessons from this framework. One, know your default. Ask yourself, which base do you rely on most often? Reward, coercion, legitimacy, expertise, admiration, or information. Self-awareness is a first step to choice. Number two, match base to context. In crisis, hard power may be necessary. In innovation or learning, soft power is more effective. Don't treat all problems with the same tool. And three, diversify your toolkit. The most resilient leaders can flex across multiple bases. They can command authority and inspire admiration, share information and grant resources. So what's the takeaway? If there's one thing I would like you to remember from today, it's this. Power is not singular. It's a toolkit. Leaders who recognize the different bases of power and know about them and use them consciously are far more effective than those who default blindly. This was it again for today. If this episode resonated, please subscribe, rate, and share with anyone interested in leadership. And don't forget, Mammoth Leadership Sciences, it's launching a new online leadership academy this fall. It's packed with insights, tools, and frameworks to help you become a more self-aware, adaptive leader. Keep an eye out. And lastly, if you want more, you can order my book. It shares the title of this podcast, The Mammoth in the Room. It's a practical roadmap showing how great leaders and their teams embrace evolutionary truths for outstanding business results across three sections: on people, on strategy, and on implementation. Until next time, lead wisely, think critically, and don't let ancient instincts hijack your modern leadership. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, and this is The Mammoth in the Room. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.